Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
You know, one time I came to church, I saw Pastor Emma reading book in church. I said, Pastor Emma, you know, get house. He said, sir, I just want to read in church. I said, Pastor Emma, talk through. And I said, talk through. I hear skiffies out. He now laugh. I said, I understand you. The committee was coming to the office to read. We caught ourselves reading. He was who joined the Association of Readers. Now, you know, this season now, you know, to come out from there, there's a time you'll be like, let me go and find God. This is not the end of life. Dr. Carey said, him, his own is one hotel. There's a hotel that time he got married. So he just go, when he just come, they know. He'll be there and pray and fast. Not going home. Amen? Marriage is not the end of a pursuit for God. You know, I even posted something 2 days ago. I said this marriage of 18 is overrated. It's too overrated. You know, because of them. But it's too overrated. Some ladies serving God. Oh, I will never go back. Oh, no, no. It's already too late. No, no. Before you know, one man will come. See people that will change the world. They shift people that want to shift culture. Calm down. Mommy say you must marry. You will truly marry. But do it the right way. Are you listening to me? You will truly marry. And I said in the first service, sometimes it's our own expectation about marriage that is too much. Marry Oche. He said, it's that man. That man that have big stomach is who I want to marry. The one that have kaftan and Corolla. You don't want to be happy. Marry and be happy in the marriage. You are 18. The man is 42. You say that's my. That man rich to burn you. So I want an older man so that I can be calling him daddy. It's your orientation about choosing a life partner that is a problem most of the time. Recently, I'm trusting God to do another teaching, which will still maybe go back to the conclusion of the first teaching. Because I've seen people that are even younger falling in love with people older. I don't know why it is happening around me. I'm talking to a young boy, say, I love that person. I would say, are you mad? And when we found out the age, the person senior him with 2 years, 1 year. Even you as a pastor, you'd be like, this is, why did this person now come and senior this boy? Which kind of... And it's true love of true love in his heart, not from God, like true love. One met me, say, prophet, sir. I say, yes. Say, sir, what do you say about this thing? I say, I don't know. Say, sir, please say something. The way this thing is doing me. I like this lady. I say, I don't know. You're on your own. Say, sir, you said you'll do another topic. Is it that after this thing, you will now tell us? I say, I don't know how the conclusion will be. But since I've not given a new conclusion, follow the old conclusion. I know there are many of you on this table. Many. They wish prophet will come one day and say, ahem, now it's settled. See, it doesn't matter if the guy is younger. If you people love yourself, say, Jesus, oh, people, konaku. Jesus, ikwe. But for now, we saw Adam came first before Eve. Why I had to put a halt to that conclusion? Because I've seen people getting married who are younger than their wives. And I'm wondering, why is this thing becoming like this? And I've seen few men of God. Very few. Yes. And I said, I have to visit this topic. But from what I've seen so far in scripture, I have not seen anywhere. Alright? Maybe I'm still searching, you know. Maybe I'll find very soon. I have not seen any part of the Bible, because the Bible will not give you a direct answer. You have to rightly divide. You have to do the calculation yourself. I've not seen any part that suggests that a woman should be older than the man. In fact, naturally speaking, if you are older than a man that you are married to, how will you respect him? Most of you will say, it doesn't matter. Since we love each other, one day, because offense will surely come in marriage. No matter how this woman is offended, she will not say, your mate are following me at the back. She can never say that thing. But there's a way he will talk to you one day. You say, see, if it's not because of marriage, can you talk to me? I have your mate in my house calling me auntie. Look at you. If it's not love, who be you? And you not argue because it's true. You know, some people think they will not quarrel when they marry. Why it's hard for me is because I'm Gio. If you want to start quarreling, I'll just check my picture in the house and clean it. I'll just go close to the picture and be cleaning it. I'll be looking at you. What do you want to say? She will not be calm. Prophet Simon, from what? Your spiritual father. Don't allow marriage confuse you. She will not be calm. Meanwhile, there's still quarrel in the mind. Matthew, why are you not smiling? Nothing. Why are you not laughing? Nothing. Okay. Oh. There must be. You know, Mama T's own, she will just. Simon, good afternoon. Welcome. I've served your food on the table. Everything is set. I want to rest. I've stressed myself today. If everything is fine, sit down and start just in OT1. But if everything is not okay, I have to rest. I've worked hard today. If you want to make her angry, say, okay, rest in peace. You know, when you hear rest in peace, you have to come back and discuss what is happening. What do you mean by that? So, I personally think, before I continue, that women, your expectation of who to marry is too big. It's not realistic. Some of these young boys you are thinking are very responsible people. See, Pastor K just smiled. He said he covered his wedding. Did you hear that he borrowed money from anybody? That's how we are in this church. Donald now wants to buy a car. You'll be saying you want to follow all those. Donald is rich. He wants to buy a car. See how we have big boys in this church. Donald wants to buy a car. So if they say Donald is your husband, will you reject him? It's just big body that is remaining. Give him fufu well. The body will come out. That's all. What sense is cooking now? It's not adding up. What discipline? It's not fortune. It's not working for him. Donald cannot eat all those things and become big. I heard he's working on going to stay on his own. I know why. He wants to leave these boys and go and stay on his own. I know what young men are doing. I know the investment of several young men in this place. They are rich. If me, I'm advising you marry people you are seeing, you think I'm foolish. These young boys you are seeing, if you know what they have in their crypto wallet, God, my God. They are there. Yes, sir. If they marry you, even sweat coin they have. You know that sweat coin Pastor Ma has been talking about since. He said he was striking, they were giving coin. He said when he married, you use it to buy fridge. You use it to buy this. You use it to buy. So he said he was walking. Even in the sorrow, there was glory. He said he was sweating. Straight. They were not giving coin. What does that sweat coin produce now? Jesus. So don't be doing let's continue. We have been observing lately that the world, Satan is raising some kind of tyrants from the world. I said in the first service, you know, when this man of God died called Charlie Kirk, we saw how evil a lot of people are. You know, in the comment section, videos portraying, talking about his death and the rest, you see people speaking some hateful things there. And you are wondering, what is really wrong with humanity? And some so-called pastors covering themselves under the umbrella of skin color are coming to make some of you think that the guy was even a bad person. I mean, there are pastors who came out and they are spitting out one time. I'll not call his name. And they scolded him, the church shouted on him, and he stopped that thing he was doing. We don't know whether he has stopped hiddenly. You'll be so amazed that some of these guys look here against on the podium. Because this one, they are standing for gays from their podium as preachers. How is it possible? No matter how you love sinners, will you affirm that transgender is okay? Are you getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
Jesus is friends of sinners, yet he spoke against those rubbish. He's friends of sinners in that he warned them to repent.
Yes,
the Bible said where there is sin, grace abides even more. Not to the end that he sponsors the sin, but it ends the dominion of sin in your life. Romans 6:14 says, and the great, it says, now sin shall not have dominion over you because you are not what? Under the law, but under grace. You must understand, see, even if you are struggling with sin, never accept sin as your way of life. You may be struggling with sin, but the only reason you will eventually go out of sin is when you agree that this sin is wrong, and suddenly you have a desire to want to leave it. If you don't agree, if you are hiding sin, sin will destroy you. He that conceals sin is destroyed by that sin. It must be unraveled that this is sin. Just that Satan is trying to make sure that people have another civilization. He wants people to call what is wrong right. That's the problem we're having. People say we have problem with these LGBT people too much, and they call us homophobic, Abby. Yes, right? They call us homophobic because somebody has messaged me before. They even say they will kill me, Macaulay. Yes, they said if you come out again, you just pass us a place. If you come out again, we will shoot you. I was with Pastor Charles in my house that day. We got offended. I said, follow me, Pastor Charles. I don't know whether he followed me in one mind. We got to Yakio Junction. I said, if you can see me now, I'm at Yakio Junction. Come and shoot me. I got offended. I said, God, is this how we hide to these demonic people? Why? Because we caught somebody who was found guilty in this. You know, the person tried us in this church. He wanted to recruit a gay from this church. And God helping us, the person, the young man, hit him and rush to report. Pastors grab him next Sunday. And they brought him to my office. And we prayed for him and sent him away. We prayed for him. Amen? And took him to the police afterwards, after the prayer. And the news spread. Now, we are trying to save sinners. You are coming to recruit sinners when we are trying to save you. I say, Pastor Simon, why did you take him to the police station? He is lucky we did not flog him like Jesus did. Our Savior flogged people during bazaar, church service. He flogged people. Why they were selling and buying? He flogged them. I mistakenly said during bazaar, although the thing looked like bazaar of today. Because we're eating, drinking, selling, and last, going, he came with the cane, going what? Pia, pia, pia. Get out from this place. He said, my father's house should be called a house of prayer, not a den of thieves. And they are calling me homophobic. You know why we stand against those things like that? In fact, some people, funny enough, there are some people that left church. One or two people, we heard they left church because we drove the person. You don't even know the whole story. If we tell you, can you survive it? Because we're hiding some things. If you know what that person dared to do. You know, someone will sit down and look at Prophet Simon and say, he doesn't love sinners. He's condemning. You that don't love sinners, God did not call you. It's me that don't love, he called to save yourself from your sin. Even through me, he has taught you. Then you now think you are a savior more than me. It's funny how Satan can make people to be thinking stupid. Sometimes people can leave church for very legitimate reasons. In fact, most times, when I say legitimate, I'm not saying their reason is legitimate. The circumstance, the thing that happened, if you hear it, are you listening to me? And that's why Paul said, when people like that leave, Paul wrote in scripture in 1 Thessalonians, he said, avoid them. Because they are like wounded what? Wolves. They will try to paint a wrong picture to the church, about the church. You know, when you are lying, when you do something wrong before God, you always look for a lie to cover it. Aaron was the one that carved that sculpture for the people to worship. When Moses came down, Moses said, why did that happen? He said, it's not me. He said, the people just threw their bracelets, their rings and everything in the fire. Then the sculpture just came out. Pew! Is God not great? Sculpture just came out. That's what Aaron said. When people do wrong things, if you ask them, don't want to lie. And in lying, they may be painting another person's picture wrongly. Like yesterday in the leadership meeting, I asked one of our people. I said, generally, who has ever lied before? Who have ever stolen meat, sorry, or anything in your family house before? Church, if any of you have stolen meat or anything in your family house before, raise your hand. 1 naira, 50 kobo. Anybody that did not raise their hand, flog them after church. They are liars. You see, everybody, okay, let me look at your face. If you have stolen in your house before from a child, raise your hand up, let me see. Yesterday when I asked the question like this, I said, if you have stolen and they catch you, raise your hand. I observed 3 people or 2 did not raise their hand. And I said, why did you not raise? The person said, they have not catch me, sir. I said, been stealing for all these years, they did not catch you. You are a professor. Take doctorate degree already. I had to ask. I said, I hope you have stopped. He said, yes. I said, oh, thank God. What a successful career. Now, how many of you were caught, especially when you're stealing meat? I mean, you were opening the pot gently and your mother just did, well done. Oh. Anybody ever had that situation before? If you had, wave your hand to Jesus. The person that raised her hand yesterday, when I say, what did you see as an excuse? They catch you red-handed. I say, what did you say? She said, no, mommy, the meat just fly enter my mouth. Very funny. Unbelievable excuse. They've caught you red-handed. You have to lie. The lie you lie itself does not have magnitude and direction. Aaron said the sculpture just came out from the fire. She said yesterday, said when she opened the pot, the meat now fly and enter her mouth. And all of you have your own testimony. You fed her in the kitchen as you move your pocket open and frying meat and chin chin just enter inside. People have lied though. I was even saying yesterday, I said sometimes people lie when they go back home and sit down, they'll not say, hey, it's lie, I lied though. You know, there's a way Jesus will be sweet. You don't know when you just add some lie to spice it up. When you now go home and you want to pray, the Holy Ghost will now remind you that you lied. Say, God, I lied, but I don't care anybody now. Now just don't be serious lie like that. You know, a lot of time people can leave church for foolish reasons and they'll look for reasons that sound legitimate to cover it up. Pastoring is not an easy job. I'm telling you the truth. If you don't have mind, you can't pastor. In fact, we're not just saying mind. It has to be a God-given mind. Because some people who misbehave in church, if they receive a little of what they do in church from another person when they are pastors, they will die. A friend of mine in church told me that one of his assistant pastors left the ministry and went and started another ministry with 2 of his members. This was the issue. He was having a cell meeting every time, every Saturday for all of you. You know, some people that always do cell meeting even here. And one of those days, he asked all the cell leaders to come to church instead of having a cell meeting for a special prayer. And that pastor was not around. And he was the assistant pastor. That is why most pastors don't do assistant pastors, because they think they are special. It kills them a lot of time. Are we together? It kills them. That's why most churches you go to, you don't see a direct assistant pastor. You just see a pastor and other pastors. Are we together? And he now called for a special meeting. He called instead of going for sale. He didn't go for a sale. The two people had sales. They didn't go for their sales. He called them for a special prophetic meeting. And the pastor was like, where is Pastor so-and-so? Where are these other leaders? And they called God and I found that they were having a prayer with even some members in the pastor's house when sale is supposed to be happening. Somebody may say it is for the body. It's not supposed to be a problem. That's foolishness. A kingdom cannot be divided against itself. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
there are people who grew in places that these things were practiced. You know, I know of a ministry in this town. They said one of the reasons they used to they like it, to them is a legitimate reason that their pastor was offended because they used to have special meetings and prayers without telling the pastor. And one day they were having one and conducting deliverance, and the pastor entered and said, "Off the mic, scatter everything." And in the midst of the Holy Ghost moving, why will he do such a thing? And they got offended. And they said they're a new generation. They went and started their own. That a movement, a revival have started in the church. Imagine somebody stand up and tell me that Pastor God have risen an army from Glory Kairos. Out of this army, will codedly sign you out. Codedly.
Yes,
sign you out. Of course, with the structures we have, something like that cannot happen. True life story, a popular pastor in Abuja, very popular, we won't call his name. You all know him, he hailed from here. Years ago, one of my friends told me he called some of the members to pray for Nigeria. And why they were going to pray for Nigeria? In the prayer, the senior pastor called him. He didn't know how the pastor got his number. Called him and said, "I am not the one winning sheep for you to be using to do your own personal agenda. Bring my sheep back now." He said, "Is it not God's sheep?" He was complaining to me. Man of God, see how the church is divided. Is it not God's sheep? Are we not praying for the country? I looked at him and imagined myself in the pastor's shoe. I said, no, it's God's sheep that he won through that pastor. The pastor is their shepherd. Leave his sheep. If you want people to pray for Nigeria, go and win souls. When you win them, carry them to a mountain to pray for Nigeria. It's a funny thing people do, and when set men speak, it seems as if they are, what's that word you always correct me for? Insecure. Insecure. I know it too. Insecure. Hallelujah to Jesus. It seems as if the pastors are insecure. They are not insecure. They are only doing what is right. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And so they left. And I can trace that minister really suffered in this town. Pastor Peter knows what I'm talking. He really, you'll be gathering, it will just scatter. Gathering, it will just scatter. Because of wrong perspective of ministry. How can God call you? You are doing ministry. Almost 9 of your pastors, all of them go out and say, "God have called them." How? And a lot of time is when they are offended that God calls them. Immediately they get offended, God will call them. God always calls them when they are offended. And you'll be wondering why they caught one prophet sleeping with women. Go and check the route. They broke out. No proper training. That the kind of people that will go and start delivering ministry and be putting, "You want a baby, fruit of the womb, $20. Marital breakthrough, $50. It's always the plaintiffs. They know women have money. So thin. $28. Very funny, $20,000. In fact, one prophet, one time I was showing my wife, when the scandal happened, I said, "I don't support any people against a prophet who they say has a scandal to his name. But I said, come, let's look at the person's website. I have some questionable things. What is the meaning of VIP session with the prophet? $2 million with a special seat. That one is already a suspicion. How would you say as a prophet if you want a casual member? Which one is casual? Is it casual soul? For a casual member, 50,000 to 100,000 and a special gift for the prophet. In fact, for the VVIP, you tell the prophet where you want him to come. VVIP is the one controlling prophet. VIP will come to the office with so 2 million and a special seat. VVIP will tell prophet, "Come to where I am." With a special car and convoy, they will bring prophet. Then you tell prophet what you want. Prophet will solve the problem. I said, with this kind of thing, and I heard they catch you for scandal, why would I not believe?
Are you listening to me? And people like that are those that refuse to go through the process, through the training. They are the ones that can compromise the slightest opportunity for sin they give into it. The man of God was telling me, just, he said the young man left with two of the boys because he questioned them. He said, you are not supposed to do this kind of thing here. And at that point in ministry, he said he was not so strong in his mind. He was this kind of pastor that would just allow things slide. And he didn't really caution him so much. He just spoke about it so mild and he allowed it. Then the guy got offended that he even spoke to him about it and he left with the two others. When he started the ministry with the two others left. He now said he will not do again. He closed down the ministry. He said, after they've labored together, why would they leave? You took two, plus you, there are three. Then you now, the two you took, left you, you closed that ministry. You can imagine. This thing is a calling. It's not something you just look and admire and say, I want to be there. Say, what is there? Is it not to wear fine suits? See how he's looking today. The thing is not hard now. You now carve the kind of his carving. Then you be doing your hand like this. That's all. And be breaking scriptures. It's not true. Sometimes when I want to call people into ministry, I just even pity them. I look at how they love their life, love their parents, and as the Lord is saying, they are the ones. I say, God, this one will suffer. He will suffer. She will cry. Hallelujah to Jesus. And it's not entirely what you face when you are a sad man, but you still feel it. But you see, everybody is actually in ministry. Even though you are not in the fivefold. Everybody is supposed to do the work of the ministry. In any sphere of influence you find yourself, impact your world. The media, medicine, education, anywhere you find yourself, impact your world. And you must go through the right process to be able to impact your world. There's a due process you must follow. The Lord will get you, will have you go through things in life, seasons in life. Because of the training, he will lock up the doors and tell you to pray. He will tell you to fast. Are you listening to me? Because there's something special in your life. He will tell you to pray. He will tell you to fast. He will tell you to give. Because he wants to give you capacity. That's one way he helps people to grow. Are you listening to me? What if you are the person, that widow woman in scripture, and Elijah said, give your all? How will you say Elijah? You think he's a fake prophet. So the Lord said, give your all, and you will not lack. Say, no, Elijah, I will eat this last one, and I will die tomorrow. Elijah said, no, thus says the Lord, give. Has the Lord changed? Prophet, it's not easy with me. Give. Prophet, Nigeria is happening to me. Give. It's in giving you receive. The principle does not change. It was her last. She was going to die, she said. And if she truly ate it, she would have died. But remember, he gave seeds to the sowers and bread to eaters. What cannot help you to live, what you cannot survive with, you sow it. It's the truth. But if you are not spiritual, these things will look like a burden to you. That's why the first things we tell you as a Christian is not to give. We will train you with the word of God very well. And as you grow, before we even tell you to give, God will start telling you to give already. As part of our routine here, when we are training people, we never tell them to give. The first season is not to give, it's to grow. You grow, you grow, you grow. Till you think you are ready to give, then you can start giving. Are we together? Else you'll be misunderstood. Is it a right that every member who is blessed by God in the house should give to the house? Yes, it's a right. Every member has to give because all good and perfect things come from God. If God blesses you, God is saying that he must be the first partaker of the blessing he gives you. 1 Corinthians 9. Paul speaking about 1 Corinthians 9 and 9. Paul speaking about comparing the Old Testament with the New. He used the oxen in the Old Testament. He said for 1 Corinthians 9 and 9. He said, for it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treaded out the corn. Does God take care of four oxen? What is he trying to say? He said, muzzle simply means something you put to shut the mouth of an ox. Are we together? Paul is saying the ox that treaded out the corn, you should not shut his mouth. He should be the first partaker of that harvest, according to the law. So is Paul is now asking, does God take care for oxen? He's asking, is it about oxen that God gave that scripture? It's not necessarily about oxen. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So he said, it is because God wants to show us something. Verse 10, he then says, it says, or said he, give me the NKJV. NKJV. Or does he say it altogether for our sakes? Meaning what he said is for our sakes. For our sakes as ministers of the gospel, as the church. No doubt, this is written that he who plows should plow in hope. And he who threshes in hope should be partaker of his hope. Meaning as we are preaching the word of God and you are making progress from the preaching, we should hope that when God blesses you, you bless back the work. That's what Paul is saying. Look at the next part of scripture. And everybody should read. One, two, read. If we... Simple. Meaning as God blesses you spiritually, you sow back what? Materially. It's scriptural. We will not use outsiders to build the church, for instance. It has to be the members. And nothing, you know, God proves you from the little you have yet. He said, if you are faithful in little, you will be faithful in plenty. There's no way you understand kingdom and no one to give. How will God get the job done? It's not like you cannot do it without your money, but it's a privilege. You prove to him you are grown if you understand his principles and follow them. Are you listening to me tonight? You must understand this. We're in a war. Don't sleep, because it is war. If we catch you, last warning. Roseline, you are meditating. Yes. Yes. Last warning for your meditation. We catch you meditating again, you will fly. You climb there and be flying. Evil are happening and you can't be caught. In this time and season, a Christian playing worldly song on their status, they are bloody civilians. You don't know what time is saying. Look at the evil these people are doing. If you observe, obviously, and thank God, God is the most wealthiest man is for God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Yes, it's a thing of joy. Rejoice. Woo! Don't feel bad. Yes, that's why if you want to get wealth, follow God. Yes, somebody became a millionaire by God and chose God. Firstly, he started with, those days I used to tell my wife, I said, I have not concluded if this man is a Christian, but I know he loves God. He said, I'm not a Christian, but I like the ways of Jesus. It's small now. Now he shared, go to church. Where will you? Who will you find in church? God Almighty. According to him, he said he found out that people that go to church, they think better than people that don't go to church. That was his conclusion. That was where he started admiring God from. Before now, he's telling you obviously it's for God. He's not hiding it. You check his Twitter. It's called X now because he bought it and changed it to X. He doesn't want to remember the people that used to own it before. You see him, God, God, God. Now he started something with Netflix. As the money is reducing, I'm sure Netflix may sell this thing finally to him. Because he can buy it. May he buy Netflix in Jesus' name. He told everybody, he said, unsubscribe from Netflix. I hope you have unsubscribed. I know some of you are like, I get one fine thing, why I want to go watch for Netflix. Watch, use another app to watch. When I saw it, even me, I don't know what is the talk he said. I just went and removed my subscription. Let's leave them. I don't want Shekinah to know that Netflix ever existed. At her age, she'll be watching and she will see a girl kissing a girl. They are painting evil. Satan! You are growing up, you see yourself. And very funny generation, they will not be saying that's how God created them. God created you as a woman to like women. When you see men, you are not moved with men. When you see women, you are like, oh my God. You see men, you are liking it, man. As a man, your own is even worse. You see a man, you like man. Are you mad? Say, I like this guy. I like him lips. With all the fine guys in this world, even if you are not a Christian, what will make you to choose a man over a woman? It means Satan. You know what animals cannot do? And they call us high animals. I think they should go and revisit that thing. Because it seems that some human beings have become lower animals, the lower self. You know, you cannot convince a goat to like another he-goat. Have you ever seen Busuru running towards Busuru? They always fight when they see a male goat see another male goat is fight. As they are seeing it, they don't want to be seeing each other. Like most men today. You just see best friends, they are driving car. He now sees a girl, he lies, he say, go back. Best friend over the years, say, go back, you dey mad. I go push you for this cow. Say, hey, because of woman, he dey do like, say, hey, nah, because of woman. Do you know after he's done carrying that woman, they are still best friends? Nothing will happen, no. Because he knows that him too, he will do it. Then you as a human being, you see a man. You prefer a man when a goat cannot do that. And somebody with suits, because he's white skin, according to them, they say they are white skin, will sit down and say, well, we have to evolve as the world evolves. Shut up your mouth. No matter how the English is quenched, that's rubbish that you are saying. White skin, black thinking. Dark thinking. Some of you are moved because you see people sit down and they look intelligent. They look intelligent does not mean they are intelligent. Who told you that the color of our skin is the color of our brain? Go and check. Everybody's brain is the same color. A white man does not know more than a black man. Are you listening to me? There's a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Holy Ghost giveth him understanding. Are you listening to me tonight? Don't give in to this foolishness out there. Even if it's a pastor, tell him to get out. The Bible says, follow us as we follow what? Christ. Don't follow us foolishly. How can somebody come out to prove that Charlie Kirk's death is worth it as a man of God? And that is not a matter. He just died. Just a foolish person that died as a pastor. Then they say nothing concerning church and politics. For where? I hope you read my post. I proved it that God has interest in government from the beginning. Check. Prophets were warning kings in the Bible. Warning kings. One of the last ones was Elisha and Ahab. He said you were little in your own eye. He was warning him according to scripture. It was as if Elijah was pointing him hand. Anytime the king see Elisha visit, there's trouble. Go and read the Bible. He is always scared. The day Elisha entered that palace, trouble has come. He's always coming with a warning. These days, when a pastor enters the presidential White House, in fact, some of them used to run away because they used to come and beg for money. It's terrible. They'll sit down and take pictures and say they went, I was privileged. You were privileged what? Will Elijah say I was privileged? Or the president will say I was privileged? One unbeliever, you are privileged. That's why they are doing evil. If certain men of God in this country rise up and say, listen, president, enough is enough. We are in a time and a season where it is outsiders. As of yesterday, day before yesterday, more than 5 church Christian bodies with their pages online as speaking against the killing of Christians in Nigeria. As of yesterday. And the worst part of it is that it is VDM that will come out and say it is true. No pastor wants to come out. Some are doing it by God's grace. And thank God for them. But some who are expecting to talk, they are telling us to pray for the president. I said to my friend yesterday night, I said, we will not forget this thing. What that Tinubu finisher, one day we will remind these people of these things. We will say it. It's a shame. Especially because you are considering the same ethnic group is a big shame. You know, we would have not had a problem if they did not talk before. You spoke before. Yes, You spoke before. And now you are keeping quiet. If you never spoke before, we have no problem. But you spoke before. I was talking, somebody was telling me, Pastor, be careful, they will come for you. Come for me. Come now. What will you do to me? The highest thing you think you can do is to kill me. That's if you can kill me. Apart from that, what can you do? The day we said we are a prophet, there are a lot of implications to that too. When God said you are a prophet, there are a lot. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's wickedness. It's evil. It's bad. And some nincompoops who have no brains. Somebody say, Pastor, I say they are nincompoops. Nincompoops, compoops. Will rise up and tell us that it's okay. In the UK, people pay tax. In the UK, people pay for school. People pay for hospitals. If it's not that you don't have brain. It's very foolish to support, very hard to support, difficult to support nonsense. You know, one of the difficult things to do in this generation, to support the present administration, you explain with long notes. You will still not arrive anywhere. You can't prove anything. To prove that this administration is doing so well, you will write a book, four books. It will not still land anywhere. Everybody is saying, keep quiet. You keep quiet, keep quiet, keep quiet. It is foolishness, it's cowardice. After the suffering, people have. Do you know how many people have died of hunger? Many people have died of hunger. Many. It's not Boko Haram. Like they hunger, they were hungry, they died. Pastor, you don't need to talk. We're in the world, not of the world. There are some people that don't know that they are in the world, not of the world yet. They are dying. Jesus loves them. He died for them too. That's why we are preaching the gospel. In a country where people know what they are saying and understand the value of a human life, you cannot continue the country. I don't know. You have to pause that country. The US, for instance, look at how they are living their life. There are 200 people died at once. You all are seeing what that man is doing. With all this foolishness they are doing, bombing everywhere. Did you see anybody near America? He will tell you, if you try, he said, if you try by mistake, you die by correction. They are not hungry people looking for money and power. Yes, sir. Yeah, the way we are stealing, there is no magnitude, no direction. Why we are stealing, we don't even know. With the money we have stolen, it should be enough to say, okay, now let me rule well. But to the end of our stealing, there is no end. You steal, you tell your child, come and continue the stealing. And the way some people are behaving, I tell you, if they go up there, they will behave the same way. We went to a police station recently. I don't know if I told people last Tuesday. The foolishness we saw. You saw a thief. You released thief. You left somebody that was innocent and testifiers. You now say they are under arrest. They should bail them. I said, not under my watch. I will not do this. Say, Pastor, I don't like trouble. I hate injustice. If you keep on paying those useless money, you are part of the people spoiling this country. I said, we'll not do it. And I told them, it's a shame on all of you as police officers. Big shame. Literally, I told them, you are part of the problem of this country. You are part of it. The change begins from us personally. Are you listening to me? It begins from us personally. From us. Individually. Do the right things. Even if people are not seeing you, do it. That's why it's called integrity. Nobody is watching. Do the right thing. Your brother did not qualify. Let him not enter the school. Do the right thing. Are you listening to me? You must not pay to put him there. Do the right thing. Listen, God will judge you. And the way the judgment of God will come, I was telling Pastor Peter yesterday, the way God will judge people this season, as you are saying rubbish, your brother will just, they will take your brother out. That's when you understand. I tell you the truth. You are supporting rubbish. Your sister is gone. You understand the pains. He was telling me yesterday, he said somebody was saying they've killed my brother and sister at Gwewes. And as he's complaining, somebody is saying this, your post is not necessary now. What kind of rubbish statement in the name of politics? I will tell you that if somebody is your brother, he cannot be criticized. When you say I want to be a politician, as a leader, you must be criticized. Even if it's my father that is there, he must be criticized. People are talking like you think the way Nigeria is now. Let me ask people a question. Are you people guaranteed that you sleep and wake up? If it's not God Almighty, are you guaranteed that you sleep and wake up? Let's be sincere. It seems as if we sleep, they'll come and kill us. The people that slept, they never saw themselves going to heaven that early. Like the Yalwata, this thing that happened. People farm, come and see the silos that were burnt of beans and corn. They are not depending on the government. Farm, work hard, blah, 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 and they came and killed them in their houses. Killed them, even little children. You see how they were removing the body of children. And somebody will shout, 4 plus 4. If you are 8 in your family, 8 of you will go. That is when you understand. They are talking about important things. They are shouting 4 plus 4. Because you are daft, you don't reason properly. And God is speaking to you this morning. If you are here, repent. It's not in your local government that God has brought. You are not the first person that God is bringing governor from your local government. Repent. All these people you are seeing up there, caught me anywhere, they know what to do. All of them know what to do. I hope you know what I'm saying. It's because of in their heart, they have foolish ambitions. Everybody's, I want to win. You know what to do. See, democracy is the people. The people is everything. I wish they understand this truth. There is no way you will stand for the people and lose an election. It's not possible. But the fear of so-called godfathers and the rest, who are they? Are they greater than the people? If the people say this is who we want, you cannot change it. I was telling somebody, I said, you see, even our present governor, I'm not trying to criticize. He is not a governor because of anybody. He's a governor because of the people. From analysis, the people loved him. That's why they put him there. Nobody made him a governor. But I tell you the truth, some people are thinking it's somebody because the person came. I tell you, if you check vividly, he became a governor because the people loved him. And I tell you, if he stands for what is right and say, I will push what is right, he will still become the next governor. But you see this fear of, what if I take this decision? What if I take this decision? That's a problem. And all of you as Christians, you have a part to play. You can't be a cold Christian this season. If you are not praying, you are joking. Bullets are flying. Bullets are flying. If you are not praying, you will not be privileged to come and give testimonies like, as I pass, the bullet just entered through my window and passed and nobody was hurt. You may be in heaven. Pray, because they that dwell in the world, secret place of the Most High, shall what? Pray. If your hope is in this world, the Bible says you have all men most miserable. The world is becoming more darker and dangerous. I tell you the truth. People will see good and call it evil. Evil and call it good. Like I was saying about the LGBT guys. If they all agree that transgender, gays and lesbians are sinners, we will not have a problem with it. But they are saying that the thing is okay. A thief will hide to steal. A liar will hide to lie. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He will hide his lie. Anybody that sees sinning and obvious sin will do it in the dark. But somebody will come out and say, me, mine, a man is okay. No, we reject that. You are trying to paint a new culture before young people. And the rising generation will grow to think that it is okay for a man to marry a man. We refuse that. We are standing for humanity. We are standing for righteousness. We are standing for the kingdom of God. And if you are cold as a Christian, you cannot stand for God. Why you see some Christians cannot talk even in high places? Because they are not living righteously. There's comma to their name. You are up there, but you have collect bribe, but you are coming to church. How will you stand against what is wrong? The Bible says righteousness, what? It says, but sin is a what? You will learn it from now. Anything bribe, remove your hand. Anything lie, remove your hand. For the grace of God has appeared to all men. What? How to say what? No, 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 no. Avoid it. The useless gospel have been shouting through for several seasons now. That say whatever I do in the flesh does not matter. It's not from God. I've been shouting it's from the devil. It matters what you do in the flesh. Because the Bible says, it says any sin in the flesh does not have the potency. Anybody who is in sin, in any form of sin in the flesh, does not have the potency to what? Inherit the kingdom. If sin in the flesh does not matter, what is the meaning of Paul's writing in 1 Timothy? He said in the great house are several vessels. If you purge yourself from the latter, you become what? A vessel of what? Honor. Suitable for the master's use. Don't listen to all those rubbish. They will come for me. They say, he doesn't know what he's saying. He's over ambitious. If the gospel is really working, it will enter everywhere, including politics. It will hit people. It will hit people. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It will hit, if church is really working in Disney, it will hit politicians. There's a way people would, the kingdom of God will rise in our hearts as preachers. Nobody who will climb there will have the impetus to face Christians. He will not. Like Elisha will warn King Ahab. You try that, God take you out. In fact, the point he came, he said, you are no longer king. From God's perspective, a new king has been anointed. What impetus? You are not greater than God. Go and watch the story. If you read the books of the Bible carefully, the story of Elisha and King Ahab, you see how every time, the anger of Elisha, you can literally feel it as you read it. Whenever King Ahab was making a stupid decision, you can literally trace the anger in the words of Elisha. How you go and confront them and tell them they are evil. Now, with all these things happening in the world, you are thinking of going to play some useless movie and watch? You are thinking of how to go and work Big Brother Ninja? You see, I'm not talking directly about new creation realities. I'm hitting the things about life on the head. You will leave here and say you want to go and vibe to a useless song? With all these things happening in the world, are you not a disgrace to the kingdom? Paul says such people that come to church and live worldly lives, even to eat with them, don't do it. That's how foolish Paul saw them in 1 Corinthians 10, if I'm not mistaken. He said, I want to eat with them. Don't be close to them. How can you finish service and have the impetus to listen to ungodly songs? And you say you are part of the kingdom. You are an army rising. Everything about favor you are singing. That's the only thing that concerns you and God. Favor. It surrounds me like a shield. Anything money, that's what connects you and God. But when it talks about, when we talk about kingdom duties, responsibilities, winning souls, prayer, you're not there. And I think that's what is wrong with our present generation. Just say concert. Call prayer meeting. Say concert in church. Everywhere is full. Prayer meeting, very, very few. And is that few that God is banking on? Make no mistake about that. And while legislating stupid things that we should throw to the dustbin, is putting a ring for a man, right? What a useless question. Considering what is happening and what God has said in his word, is that a matter of legislation? Is that worthy for us to legislate? Tell that brother to repent and remove the earring. You are asking of us if the earring is right. Funny, funny generation. I met a brother saying, sir, if I dye my head to one side of my, is he right? I said, young man, are you a serious person? He said, yes. I said, you really mean you are a serious person? Dye your hair. Why are you dyeing your hair? It's even a shame that we are talking about this kind of thing. What is if I dye my hair? Why do you want to dye? What in the head do you? Leave it. Don't dye it. What is the meaning of that? For me, I don't know, as a lady, I like, there are things you just like, you don't know is mommy or that spirit. You like what? I like chains on my waist, on my leg, on my head, on my neck. You are in chains. In the first service, what did we say? Jesus breaks every chain. You are in chains. On your waist, on your leg, on your head, in your stomach, everywhere you want to see chains. Yes, his name is Iron Breaker. You watch Beyoncé finish, you say, "Hey, BB, Kai, this lady is my lady." That's a Christian sister in choir. Nicki Minaj said, "Oh my girl, Cardi my girl." That's a Christian lady. Cardi my girl. They are responsible women, oh. I've forgotten their name. These kingdom women. There's one that teaches on relationship very well and business. Not, yeah, that too cool, but there's one particular one. She wears eyeglass. Huh? I think she's Yoruba. Ibokun. Yes, there are people like that. You will not look at, you don't even know them. But Kadi, my baby. Before you know, the spirit of BBL has entered you. You are asking in church, "Pastor, is it wrong if we BBL our body?" Pastor, I want to ask, if your husband wants you to do BBL, is it a bad thing? No husband under the sound of my voice that knows the Lord will want you to do BBL. If he wants BBL, there's a way he can get it. Go and gym. Hit the gym. Natural is always better. Psychology said this. They said from studies, they found out that every man, not some men, every man prefers a woman who is natural. It's a recent discovery. Meaning with all that thing you are painting on your face, if you were, there was nothing. The man, I'm not saying don't paint. To some of you, there's a way you gave me one bombastic side eye now. I don't know what you mean by that. But you see, I'm trying to say that. Please don't be offended. Oh, I'm just trying to say that. Let it not be too much. Let me not cancel it at all. Because this look they gave me, this thing cannot work. Amen. So let me change the gospel. Don't let it not be too much. Moderate. Not some that would think is a face mask that you're wearing. Have rest. But she will still like you like that. You know, many ladies don't believe this thing. When I marry my wife, she's there now, you can ask her. On the day of, I don't know, there was one wedding we went for that was telling you, Simon, you know, I told her that, I said, "See, this thing is much." I called Grace. Before I even told her, I said, "Grace, come here. Is it not that I used to make up my wife?" I said, "This thing you are doing is evil." I said, "I preach it to her." I said, "You will go to hell for this thing you are doing. Reduce this makeup on my wife. We will not be putting the powder too. I don't used to see her face again. It's drawing I'm seeing." When I told her, I told my wife with style too. You know, you not tell them directly. You say, "Yeah, I wish she's not." And the next time when I saw the way she did, I said, "Oh, that's good. Look at her today. Tell them to see you." Done. Come, I'm your spiritual father. You are disrespecting me. Stand up. Spiritual daughter that I marry. Amen. Forget it. Don't blush. The Lord give you what He has given me. Take. And a woman came to our church. He said, I don't know why, Pastor, one of my friends, he said, "Pastor, you did not try." I said, "What do you mean by that?" He said, "You did partiality in this church." He said, "You carried the most beautiful girl and married." I said, "I don't know whether everybody agree with it, though." You know, yesterday she was talking to me in the evening. I told her, I said, she can remember. I said, "You know, I don't know, it's very difficult to admit some things, but you just look so beautiful right now as you are talking. You know." Take! See, if I tell her she's beautiful, she will not have respect. Just appreciate what God is doing. Because the more you tell them they are beautiful, the more they want to look beautiful. Say, you just born once. See how you did. Wait till she will keep on being like that. So we prefer it natural as men. Psychology says it. Not even God, though. Psychology. Say, more men wish they can tell their wife to stop makeup. That's why you see more women with all back and chuku used to marry quick. I know some people will not like what I just said. Chuku, you just see those all back, police cap. Yes, now there's no hairstyle they call police cap. Police cap, your hairstyle for next week is Shade. Love, calm down. What's this one with this thing at the side? I think that's police cap. Yes, police cap. Shade. Flower in the basket. That's the time girls used to be very fine, you know. But now, you know, we just carry some. But you're fine. Celebrate yourselves. You are very beautiful. Yes, you are beautiful. And you see, if you want your women, all right, to become like what you are seeing on TV, some of those things are not real. First, they are not real. Secondly, if you want your women to be like that, hit the gym with them. Simple. Tell them to bend, tell them to move, tell them, you know, all those things. They are the real them in the spirit will find expression. Your wife gives birth, encourage her after a season. Can't you see my wife? After, like she has not given birth. Tear over. I used to train her in the house. Say, stand up. This is your big belly. Come up. Come up. She'll be coming. Come up. Come up. The belly will just go pew, pew, pew. Till it disappear. The belly has gone if you observe. It has gone. And when she has the next boy, that's baby Jesus, we will still remove the stomach. And if we decide to stop there, it's still justified. But she wants babies. She wants more. She gets more. By the Holy Ghost. Not of any human being's ability. So don't be buying into fictions. Are you people listening to me tonight? Don't be buying into fictions. When you see who God wants you to marry, marry the person. Forget Coca-Cola body. Marry. See, Pastor, I want. Marry who God say, marry. After like 50 years, what will be telling each other I love you is not Coca-Cola body. It is soul. If you marry Mumu after 50 years, it's insult you'll be getting. When you are 75, maybe she's 68, you'll be like, Baba Fioma, you're still stupid the way I know you. You see? If you marry soul, Baba Fioma, you still look handsome at 75. You see your father smiling. Because the woman is making him happy. Have you seen old people who are a blessing to you? Like you see them, you are happy for them. How many of you are people like that? They are still playing. Even though body is gone, they are enjoying themselves. You want to be like that with your husband in the future? Marry soul. They say, who do you want to marry? Say, broad chest. They say, who do you want to marry? You shout, broad chest. Not God's image and like is broad chest. Sir, let the chest be like that. Are you people listening to me? I said something yesterday in the leaders' meeting. If you're a child, close your ears. I'm saying this. I said, marriage. I said, music is like intercourse. All right? It is, music allows you to receive any stupid thing inside you. For instance, if they say I'm Kolomenta, you cannot say it. But when they play some ornamental craze, yeah, you are jumping. Are they craze? Oh, Kolomenta, because it's music. But on a normal day, they say, Esther, say I am Kolomenta. I say, God forbid, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I'm not mad, I'm normal, I'm in Jesus' name. But music will make you say stupid things. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? It will make you accept stupid things. That's how intercourse can be. A lot of times, many people in the officers will counsel them. The reason why they fall a prey to the devil through wrong men and wrong women is because they fell into a sexual sin yet, most of the time. And probably they liked the feeling they had. And they say, I love this person. Even though it's not love, they will say, I love this person. Because of the experience they had, they choose the person, even if the person is the wrong person. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And that's why the Bible explains that you should keep yourself, that there's a blessing to a marriage, a home, that the bed is what? Undefiled. It's a blessing. You have to respect certain laws that God created. For example, the law of body chemistry. You are talking with a woman you want to marry in the same room for 24 hours. People are playing, you are Netflixing. You will soon chill. You must respect the law of body chemistry. You love somebody, two of you, 24 hours in it. You are playing, you are cleaning the house. In fact, now you have removed your jacket, there's heat. You are just with your vest cleaning house and cooking food. You are choking with fire. If it burns you from the gas, it will burn you in real time. This is old school preaching, right? Don't visit. Give space for Jesus. You watch that joke, right? Give space for Jesus. A friend of mine, a preacher in this city, he said one day before he got married, he was with his wife to be, and very popular people, if I call them, you'd be so shocked. And his friend, who is very popular today as an apostle, he left. He went to do something in the church. And he was just, he said that day he didn't know why he was admiring that woman like that. There was something special on that lady. He has been seeing the lady every day. She's cooking and he couldn't stop admiring her. It's as if they poured something on her that day that was unique. That if she just passed, he would turn and look at her. When she wants to look at him, he would continue. Nan told him, call your friend. He had to call his friend. He said, friend, sincerely speaking, are we going to do revival together? He said, yes. Are we going to take over the word for Jesus? He said, yes. He said, if you want me and you to take over the word for Jesus, please run home now. There's fire on the mountain. The friend said, my brother, I'm coming now. He understood. He took the next bike, ran back home. As he opened the door, he rushed him and hugged him and said, we are taking the word for Jesus. There are certain visits that are unnecessary. I used to tell my pastors, you know, some kids that doesn't look like serious sin. They are dating. One day when we started, you know, church, I was going home one day and I saw a pastor and his lady, you know, innocently, not these ones that are married now, many years ago. You will not even know them. They just held themselves together and they were going. Ah, I drove back. I parked my car. It's a serious matter. I wind up. I locked the door and I waited for them. When they saw me, they removed their hand. If it was not a sin, why did you remove your hand? I said, hold your hands back. I'm coming. They came to me. I said, this thing you are doing, how many people have seen you in this church? Sister, we don't know what other people saw us. We're just holding our hand unconsciously. If you are holding people's hand unconsciously, there's a conscious sin in your spirit though you are not aware of. Sorry, there's an unconscious demon. Cannot see men and be holding them, women and be holding them unconsciously. You are holding my babe unconsciously. Are you okay? If I catch you, you and I must marry you. That's the last day with me and I will ever talk. Me, I don't use to drag you. I'm dating you, they hold you unconsciously. Marry him if you come close to me again in your life. I was with a lady before. She now said she went to airport. She was telling me about the flight. She said the man was handsome. So if I need that, I need to see the man. I knew that's not my wife. That's the day I knew that's not my wife. Said the man, very kind, God the creator. I said, hey, really? See, we flew, they went outside the country. We were thinking of something. When she was outside, I said, oh, okay. As I ended that call, I said, go in peace. That was the last. You are admiring pilots. And me, I will marry you, will fly very well. That's how you be admiring every pilot you see. Even telling me that God the creator. Like some men now, they'll see a lady and say, you look kind, you look so kind, you look beautiful, you have a lady beside you. And when the lady talks, you say, why are you jealous? Why are you jealous? Am I not a man of God? I'm making my members happy. When did you make your wife happy? When last? Pastor, say the truth. Say the truth. Do they like the girl? She didn't enter your eye. Women are very prophetical. When they tell you you are liking her, believe it. And go and repent. Your lady looks at you and say, the way you talk to this lady, you have not stopped liking her. Believe it. Believe it. Ah, believe it. I hope you are getting blessed. This is wonderful. I was telling School of Ministry again before we finalize. I said, you want God to use you. Miracle, you want God to use you. Eh? Believe. You want God to use you. Clement, you want God to use you. Doctor, you want God to use you. Mightily. The first five charts in your phone. Eh? If it's hi, beautiful, how are you? Hi, beautiful, how are you? God cannot use you. Bring your messenger, let me see. You can be seated. You know, young boys will be growing before you know it's women. Even Michael. One day, I carried this my junior brother's phone. This boy seated here at the front. I say hi, beautiful. Hi, I say, eh? You know the funniest part? One agreed. One, there's one that agreed. Say, my love, how are you? Say, how are you? Say, I'm missing you. She's missing him. He does not have anything, no money, nothing in his life. When he's done, it's me who tax. I wish I can tell the lady. I said, do you know what you are doing to your life? You see, young men, as they are growing up, the next thing to express themselves is women. Their eyes everywhere, everywhere. There's almost, you know, some young men, you ask them like, Pastor Joe, have you ever been in love? They say, no, sir. Have you ever? Those are hypocrites. He used to be like that. He was a hypocrite. One day I called Pastor Joe to my house. I said, you have never loved anybody? He said, no, sir. I said, you are a liar. Big liar. Sit down. Now tell me the truth. He said, sir, I think one or two. You see, now he's saying the truth much more. He has love though. Where is courage? They say in the first meeting service that he spoke and the person fell out. He has loved. You know, he has these Puritan vibes. Thus, Jesus sent me. Jesus just spoke to me. We are fasting 3 days dry. We are in this. You don't love. The day the thing came to my desk, I said, call the name again. They say, call it. Hey, Jesus. Jesus Christ. There's nobody that cannot love. One time we were talking about some young boys, and the way they were hitting the boys, it was too much. And I told the minister, I said, you should stop this thing. All of you here, you too, you like women when you were growing. Don't be too hard on the young boys. Hit them with one hand, bring them close with another hand. It's more like a normal thing with most young people. As you are growing up, especially when the hand of God comes upon you, you do like this, ladies fall. Oh, God. You can't walk like this again. It's like this. It changes. It's as if they just create your hand like this. Young apostles, they change their clothes immediately. The way you just look at them, you just say apostle. You can't miss it. Apostolic look. It was Chris Devon that helped us when we were growing up. When we gathered one of the meetings, he said, don't allow anybody kill you with titles. Kill you with titles. He said, if you are struggling, go and pray, let God help you. Say, apostle, you are taking over the world. You know you have not even taken over your own life. Go and pray. So I was telling the young minister, I said, this thing, just don't be so hard on them. Call them closer and talk to them carefully. Just talk to them carefully. Because even we here, when I say we here, they started laughing. They started remembering all their sins. Even we here, as I'm talking to you, me, like if my spiritual father come and hold this mic, everywhere will scatter. It will scatter. You see, this is your boy. You see the way I'm enjoying his preaching. Don't this! I'll say, sir, please don't talk the other one. They've got me me red-handed. I was talking to a lady on to go. They called me. Pew. In my bedroom, I was just talking. You are so fine. You know you are fine, ma. She said, yes, you too. I said, yeah. Did it enter? I wanted to send you the message. Just enter. 2700. That's, they call it whatever music. Express music. I was on to go. When I pick his call, I always bow down. I pick the call on my knees. I said, sir, I celebrate you, sir. He said, Simon. I said, sir. He said, what are thou doing? I said, sir, I'm just in my bedroom, just sitting down and thanking God. He said, you are thanking God? I said, yes, sir. He said, that's powerful. He said, who are you chatting with? I said, sir, are you around? Are you seeing me chatting? I said, I'm not chatting. He said, you are lying. I said, no, sir, I'm chatting. He said, with who? Before I called the name, he called the name. I'll not call it. I said, sir, my hands are up, sir. I repent. He said, Simon, God will not use you if you don't repent. I said, sir, I'm repent from today. I will never do it again. That's how the lady was. Are you there? Are you there? Block. Are you there? Are you there? Did I say anything bad? Block. When I saw her in the barrack, I changed road. What do I tell her? After I started something, I did not finish it. See, today this is how we see ourselves. You say, one time on Facebook, you say, I celebrate what God is doing. I see that you are now married. I say, yes, so thank God. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. I'm married. I see that you are doing well. God bless you. Magana, I carry. Don't remind me of anything. There are many. One time, as we're done praying, we're going to Kotoko Barracks to ask. I don't want to call his name. He will talk about it if I call his name. We're fully one of our friends that is in Kotoko Barrack. We're going to see his girlfriend. He started a relationship without telling us, with your father. So we're escorting him. You know the way young people behave? You are going to see every young boy will follow. The boy is going, only when he's talking, he will not be at his eyes. Is he happy? Yes, is he happy? You know, all those foolish characters young boys were doing. All of us followed him. With pains on our feet, we didn't mind. Let's go, Asidayo. As we're trekking, as we bent to go towards there, Prophet Solomon said, young men, come. We came. He said, where are you people going to? I said, home. He said, is your house like this? I said, no, sir. He said, why are you following here? I said, we're just escorting. He said, you want to go and see woman? I said, sir, I'm not the one. See, me, I can talk very fast. If they catch me, I just talk. He said, don't tell me the block. Block. He now called the block name. Hey! The person that was going just knelt down and raised his hand up. This one, now, how do you sing? You can't sing because anytime Prophet Solomon holds the mic, everybody is repenting. God, please. I will never do it again. If you forgive me this time, if you just forgive me this time, God, please. People are plenty in this meeting. You are just wondering. If you say, hey, come, you are finished if you have sinned. There was a lady, if Zev that spoke during my birthday, if he's watching this, he'll be laughing too. There was a day, a lady. He said, come outside. She came outside. Ah! We didn't know this lady had 5 boyfriends. He said, 1, 2, 3, 4. I hear 5 boyfriend. Then he started calling him Joseph. This, that. She just knelt down. She started crying. He said, why? You know, we're not so matured in the gift of the Spirit. So he said, why? Why? Imagine you sin. You're in that meeting. Everybody's body was shaking. The only time you'll be okay is that meeting has finished. And thank God. God, wallahi, I will never do anything again. I will not. That, if you hear the things, there are some I cannot even say. But that's it. Most young people went through a process. Now, we're not saying that it is okay to be doing those things. But if you are doing it, not, you know, we're trying to make you understand you should not be too hard on yourself. Just repent now. Repent. If you want God to use you, repent now. These little foxes can spoil the whole vine. One time I called Pastor Emma. I said, who is this brother in the choir? Everybody that asked me on Facebook is mutual friend to them. Every lady. Every lady, there was no lady, any new lady that asked me on Facebook is the brother's mutual friend. I called Pastor Emma, I said, see, I've not accepted the friend quest, so see, more than 20. I said, this boy, is he called to harvest the souls of women? Every family. I said, go and check him. When he went and checked, it is true. He's not here again, but it was true. Some on Facebook were hearing that time, sorry, WhatsApp. They'll be on WhatsApp, GCMI Global Group. We look at a lady in church that they like. They'll go and start checking profile picture. When they see the lady, they will message, hi, I'm James from GCMI, your fellow brother in Christ. Can I see your picture? They will now look for the best and send. Can you remember this brother? I am in this department, sold out to the Lord. Magana Yafara. You want God to use you, calm down. And you see, you have fence around your life by the word of God. Arrange things around your life. Fence, more like fence, walls. I was telling one lady in church here, somebody is joking that if I kiss you and you are laughing, as a woman of God, if I kiss you and then you are laughing, you blast that devil out. Say, we don't joke like this here. Don't joke around my space like this. Let the person understand. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Say you look hot. You say, oh, thank you. You might not look hot so that you are not told you look hot. Are you listening to me? You don't have a business talking with a lady if she's not your wife. The kind of talk you are talking, not like greeting. You can greet her. But you see that thing about what did you eat today? Tell me your plans for the day. So after that, what will happen? I mean, and it's getting to 24 hours. Why? If she's not your wife, why? Before you know, God has spoken that she's the one. Why will he not speak? Because you've built intimacy over the years, over the weeks, over the month. Are you listening to me, people of God? Are you hearing me? May it not be said that your husband was around, then a wrong person toast you, and your husband watched you through the toast, through the relationship, and you broke up. And your husband was there watching. Don't be careless with your life. Most of those kind of people may not even agree to enter a relationship with you, and it's understandable. Guard yourself, guard your life. Jealously guard your life. He's not the one. If he's the one, enter. Some of you two are stubborn. He's the one, you are whining him. They say pray. You don't want to pray because you don't even like what you are seeing yet. The man comes and he tells you, I prayed and thus says the Lord, you are mine and I am yours. You are mine. Say, okay, I'll pray about it. They just go and lock up. No prayer. Nothing. Brother is waiting. He doesn't mind wait. He has waited his life out. I was saying in the leadership meeting, sometimes ladies, be careful. Somebody that is advising you not to accept relationship will finally accept that guy. Did not offend anybody. Did not offend anybody. He's a Christian. He loves God. You check him. No scandal. You check him very well. You know. Sometimes, in fact, it's the information you people used to hear about people. Somebody say you are the one for me. Calm down. Meet pastor. Don't meet your friend. Meet who? You now start hearing amebo. Hey, this person. Hey, you don't do splitty for this church. Oh. And it's prophet that knows. Or the HOD. Now newscaster. Do you know in churches too there are amebos? Some people's major usefulness in this church is talk. My sister, come here, can I tell you something? You know, it's in the above of this choir. Is talk. They are ministry of talk. They people will talk. Don't think a lady met me and said, sir, some people, they will buy my Zobo. They will not pay money. They will say they transfer. I say, you are the one doing yourself. It's not just my brothers that are doing it. And I'm sure they are not one, more than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Highest 3. They are doing that things. Call them by their name. Jesus said, I know you by your name. Call them by their name. I said, give me my money. He said, I've transferred. Show me the receipt. Who's transfer 100 naira? Who is to transfer 100 naira? The person is a suspect. For the moment he said, give me Zobo and say I will transfer. He's a suspect. Say, no, we are fellow brothers in church. Give them the Zobo. Don't give. I did not know when some of you started selling and buying in this church, but if you are doing it, be guarded. Some people have not been perfected. They are getting perfected. They will move your Zobo. Some of them hungry is catching them after service. You are not close to that thing. You are in trouble. They will just go, oh, what a powerful service. Who they here? Nobody talk. They've gone. In their heart, they will pay if they ask them. You'll be so shocked. Former venue at Tito Gate, Shebi, we're doing impartation. I was laying hands on people. The boy said, I think I lay hands. I said, take. I went to the next person. As I did take, the other one I said, take. He fell. The kind of one's phone that fell. I move. Hey. I said, take. As I did the next one, take this one fall. He ushered the phone out. After impartation service, somebody was like, where's my phone? I can't find my phone. Hey, the boy that was here, who know him? I think Otis too, it has happened to her. Was cleaning church for the Lord. Kept her phone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. New member, he came. Look around. Carried her phone. Service ended for him. I went somewhere, I was lifting my hands. The lady said, Pastor, sir, can you please use your phone to worship God? I said, I don't understand. She said, let your phone go to heaven too. Lift your... I said, what do you mean? She said, sir, they used to carry phone. I don't know how to explain it to you. They used to steal phone in our church. Oh, please raise your phone up and praise God with it. She now laughed. I laughed too. I carried my phone. Oh, I put it in the pocket. She wasn't telling me that pocket is not safe. That she hold it and be praising God. You are the pillar that holds my life. Be very careful. Say you borrow somebody money. Because people are your members in church does not mean you should be borrowing money. Say now a member. Okay, wait, how much you need? 500,000. Okay, where in which department are they? If I call any department now, they'll say Pastor Estrange is in a particular department. Okay. I go borrow him. 2 months now he has not paid. 3 months. Satan will not tell you, GCM, my brothers. Which is my brothers? It is that brother. During the girls' time out, I was here, sir, some GCM, sir, GCM, sir, GCM. I said, hey, if you check those people, they are like 3 or 4. Go and meet those people that did that thing to you to solve it. You know, it's dangerous to say, GCM, my brother. You are hurting me. I'm building this work for years, only for you to tell me, GCM, my brothers. Do you know what you are saying? I've not been working. Meanwhile, I know very good, diligent GCMI brothers. Everywhere, you will see these things in church. One time I was counseling a lady, she was really hot in church. And I said, sorry, our own is this one. If you go to another one, it's another sino. Choose the sino you prefer. She started laughing. Because I finished counseling, I said, this one is this one. We are sorry, I dealt with the guy. But I said, talk, sorry, oh, this is our own sin that has happened to you. And it happens. It was tied to steal money. Don't borrow money anyhow. In fact, you see somebody coming to borrow money. I've told you the algorithm. No problem. Can we go and meet Prophet Simon? Simple and short. If they come, they are right. If they don't come, which one will even come? Say, hey, how much do you need? 300,000. Okay, let's go to prophet office. He's there. They will run for their lives because they know they don't want to pay you. Now you are worshiping. He will be locking up and lying. He sees you. He has run away from church. Be careful. Every church has one or two people who are misrepresenting the church. But no matter what, be in church. Don't run to the world. Just like you can find greedy brothers in church, you can find Akagon. In church, you may find some brothers like their hand is like this, the stone that the builders rejected. This one has not become the chief corner one. They are greedy. When you talk money, they get offended. Ha, sister, how many times did I call you? What are you waiting for? From 1.5, it become 1.5. Because he that is faithful in what? Little. Is faithful what? In plenty. Marry people that are thinking like you, who are going the same direction with you. I was talking about ladies listening to God. Sometimes it's very, in fact, as a pastor, I've suffered more in that area. One time a guy said he liked a lady. I begged him. I said, I beg, please, don't talk to this girl. Don't talk. You want your heart to be okay? You say, yes, sir. You want to be serving God in spirit and in truth with happiness? You say, yes, sir. I say, I beg. Don't bring relationship to you. It will scatter your heart. You say, no, sir. It has happened before it begun. I say, okay. I called Pastor Emma. I say, how many times I want that brother? I say, let's release him. Let them slap him small. When Satan hit him, he will come back. When he went, they silenced him. He came back. He received, as I predicted. When I looked at that lady, I knew that the answer was a fat no. You know, sometimes you can tell how ladies can behave. One lady, the brother came every time. He was serving God, the media team. So dedicated. Always holding camera, I was happy. One day, he now came to my office that he saw something. What did you see? He called one lady's name. Hey! My heart did boom. I said, why is it that these people used to like things bigger than them? I called the lady one day. I said, let me try this lock. I said, what if, I didn't even know how to bring this into her. I said, what if somebody like this? She said, sir, why not just go straight to the point? I said, okay. If somebody like this say, like you, will you say, ah! I said, why are you laughing? She said, I beg you, it's not my time. So mild. And she meant every word she said. It's not my time. I say, okay, yeah, I'm just joking. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes, love the Lord. And you know why I'm saying this? I want to say something very, very deep in this. You know, and he comes and he said, you are the one. But because he has not really touched his money yet, his neck is titting. His stomach is still inside. His posture is like this. Apostolic posture. He comes and says, Thus says the Lord. Even while he's saying it, hungry is catching him. Thus says the Lord, that you are the one. While I was praying, I heard him three times. You know, one lady here was disturbing one of my pastor that he asked her, he doesn't like to dress well. I called her one time to my office. I said, you see all this complaint you're complaining? You see this brother I'm seeing? He does not want to be in a relationship. She said, I don't understand what you mean. I said, this brother is looking for a way to break up. She said, sir, no, he cannot be. He likes me. I said, okay. Keep on complaining. I told you to be patient with this brother. In fact, the time she came, she said, he does not, sir, doesn't he watch you? See how you dress? I said, shut up. Hope you don't talk and wake here. Allow him. I will talk to him personally. I've been talking to him. He will grow. Does he sin anything? No. Does he cheat on you? No. Does he slap you? No. Does he give you money sometimes? Yes. Does he dress fine? No. Only one thing. Now one would dress fine and be cheating on you. You prefer him. Why not thank God yet? Longer throat. Thank God yet. He's not cheating on you. He's just purple and maroon he's wearing. Calm down. Purple and maroon. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Purple maroon. It's a bad thing, young lady. I know it's painful, but give God praise yet. At least we are not cheating. Then you look at everybody in the church. Look at him. know they see him, mate. You know they see him, mate. Be calm. I told her that thing not too long. After a while, the brother called me one night, sir. I'm giving up. She keeps on nagging and complaining that I said, young man, before she came, were you loving Jesus? He said, yes. I said, were you living your life? He said, sir, better. Oh. I said, see, just do like you are in the relationship. He said, yes, sir. I said, when she just do one small thing, break up. He said, okay, sir. It was just in the relationship. Just cough one small cough of ungratefulness. Because she was not misbehaving that time we were planning the breakup. She was not misbehaving again. But there was one little cough of ungratefulness. Then it just said, I'm not doing again with all I've seen. I've come to the... Then she started crying. Okay, you that were complaining and saying blah, blah, blah. Now they break up, you are crying. You see, ladies. Thank you, Miss Love. Why are you crying now? I say, will you want to go back? She's crying. They say, no, God forbid. Affliction shall not happen a second time. Somebody like Ochena is serving God. And God said, Ochena, go. Ochena goes, you are not dribbling him. He will say, God, take me back to the altar. Leave me at the altar with my father. You think you can marry twice? Yes, they say you can marry twice, but it will not always be perfect. Get it right at once. Get it right. Build with that man. Are you listening to me? Build with him. You don't want to suffer. You are lazy. Be part of his building process for the business. He will respect you more. No man will truly respect you when he has finished sweating. You just come and say, it's 2.5 million that is the hair. Oh, you people are three that are his wife. Oh. It's just one that is in Makurdi right now. There are two in Asaba and like 13 in Lagos. He can't leave that money only for you. But somebody that you understood how God, you know, do you understand what I'm trying to say? You saw the building process. You are rest assured that you can sleep well in the night. They will not use your head. You know where the money is coming from. That's how you find happiness as a woman. And sometimes why pastors step in before we close is that sometimes some of you are not hearing rightly. Why will God tell me, hey, prophet, talk to this lady. She's missing out on who God is saying. Now God is saying it's Pastor Phil. Pastor Phil goes to her and she's saying, I'm not really feeling it. I'm not feeling it. It's not a feeling. It's a knowing. It's a knowing. Jacob said the Lord was in this place and I knew not. It is possible for God to be around and you are not knowing. Miriam is touching Betty. I don't know whether they are communicating something. Maybe she should listen. Yeah, I understand. Don't worry. He said the Lord was in this place and I knew not. He didn't say I felt not. I knew not. He can be the one and you will not know. Liga Palatia. Juju Bling. That's when God will say, prophet, arise. There's a war. Because this is a matter of life and death. Destiny, two kingdoms. Satan wants to send his man. God is pushing his man. The woman is rejecting God's man, sir. Then the prophet arrives and says, come to my office. There's a war in heaven. It's a war over your soul. The man comes to the prophet and says, sir, God says she's the one. Prophet, vet, check, turn upside down, use his wife, we check. Say, I feel it. I think she's. You are right. You are right. Then the person go. You know, most good things take time. One of my boy, he was asking, before he became born again, if he just blow breeze, they'll say yes. Now he became born again in church, he has been asking somebody out for more. They are praying about it. He wants to die. One time he missed me, he said, sir, I nearly died last night. I could not sleep. I said, hi, yeah. And I say, it is well. You know, somehow I like what is happening, you know, so that you know that God is not, we're not joking in this kingdom. In the world, you just say, hello, he say, I accept. In the kingdom, you say, hello, they say, please, I'm praying. So God say, I've heard you. I'm waiting on God. Thank you. If church sisters happen to you, oh my God. Yeah, you're liberal haladish. See my wife here. My wife nearly happened to me. Oh. me, prophet, me. You remember that thing, Pastor Emma? Pastor Emma came and consoled me. I said, ah, Pastor Emma, look at me. With all this, I've worked with God. God speaks to me literally sometimes. I used to hear heaven echo, angels singing. Go call this person's name. God showed her mercy. And I went to this woman and I said, God. And she said she wants to. Why do you want to pray about my heart? I said, okay, pray is good, pray. She took time, was praying. I said, ah, God, what is happening with the frequency of heaven? Do they know who has gone to ask? I said, angels, truly we will judge you people. I talk, and the Bible says, whatever I would declare in heaven, I have talk. You are wasting time to give this woman. Then the angel of the Lord, one of, he said, she is the problem. She's all this while, I didn't know that somebody has been telling her plenty things about me. She knows I'm a good pastor, but she heard another thing from who I don't know. Then she now went and started asking her sister, blah, blah, blah. All of them were supporting me. She doesn't even know why everybody was. One day she now slept one wicked vision like storm. Kabash. Jivrohondi. Kalita. It was as if thunderstorm was, as if God was telling her, you move or I strike. Are you okay? She messaged me that night. I love you. I love plenty. I love you. She can remember. I love you. Prophet, I love you, sir. I love you. She was also writing, I love you. I say, hey. Stop that. Don't do that here. This thing, we are eunuchs. You don't say so much. You just say, I just understand. We don't need to say. Hallelujah to Jesus. It happens. God uses other people. If she met the wrong people, she would have not been my wife. But she met the right people. And they told her, they just counseled her and God now gave her a vision. Why did the vision come after the counseling? Because the heart, there was a roadblock. Those things she heard were perspectives. So God could not speak. But immediately they counseled her, the thing came like thunder. So, my God. Are you beginning to say, do you know what it takes for people to pray and receive God? Somebody took 2 weeks to pray. When God told me my wife was my wife, I took 1 week dry fast. 1 week. Just fruit, no food. The fruit was watermelon. So after the 6 days, malaria now catch me. See the suffering. I went to hear God. When I concluded that she's my, because I was very confused. I'm being serious. I didn't want to make a mistake. So I took 6 days. I was asking God, just show me a sign. Tell me. You know that show me a sign that used to work? He's telling me. From show me a sign, no even signal. Frequency did not come. I was like, God, this is the fifth day. It was after the fifth day night on the sixth day. That night, I heard God literally. He said, look at everything. Simon, who is the one? I said, God, she's the one. I said, oh, God. Yes, she's the one. From all indication, he said, rise, you can go. From that fire, I went and asked her. I told her, God said you are the one. I did not ask her now. I did not say you are the lily of the... I said, God said you are the one. She could not sleep again. Say she was thinking, she was not hearing people. People were telling. People always come. When God picks somebody, Satan will send people. The person that Satan wanted to use to stop Jesus from manifesting was one of these coolest guys, Peter. Sometimes Satan will use your best friend to, you will lose your husband for your best friend. Oh God. Even me, I felt this one. I felt it. That's why the safest place is your pastor. How can you be about, you are about to make a mistake on who to marry, God will not tell your pastor. Why? A decision that can kill this man, he has been under me, I'm his shepherd. God will not tell me that he's about to make a mistake. God is not that wicked. He is very good. You say, prophet, Pastor Joe is almost going to die. Tell him to leave Coca-Cola body. I'll call him to my office. I say, who are you choosing? Coca-Cola body. I say,
thus says the Lord, you will die in that bottle. Leave bottle and focus on the coke inside, the content. Why did this sometimes I look at pastors and say, don't like him now, he's in a season where he doesn't need to pray. He doesn't need to look for a wife. He's in a very terrible season. The way Pastor Phil is confused of who to choose now. Green light is everywhere. He doesn't know where to choose from. When I sighted him in the spirit last week, Tuesday, everywhere, I said, that's what came, shock just came upon me. I said, who is this one? What is happening? I just look at this. I love it, dovey, love it. I said, no. I said, take 3 months to pray. Through the 3 months, you will now become frustrated. Then on the night of his frustration, God will speak. And I told him, for the ones you are bringing close, be far. Say, man of God wants to see you. After the prayer meeting, sister, this, wait behind. Nobody should wait behind this season. There is no special word from the Lord. Everybody after prayer meeting, go. If you say, wait, wait, say, prophet, say we should not be seeing you. This is how I deal with my pastor. This one is on my prayer list. Because there's contention in the spirit. I know them all. When Pastor Emma was about to marry, it was not small war in the realm of the spirit. Two nations stood. He can remember. It's not small fight. He says, sir, I have seen. I say, you have not seen. He says, sir, I say, you have not seen. He said, I say, get out from here in the name of Jesus. You will not marry that lady. He went back. Did I tell you the story? The lady confronted me. I said, sir, why do you hate me? True life story. I said, I don't hate you, my daughter. She said, sir, you hate me. We love ourselves. We have seen ourselves. We want to marry ourselves. You're not telling me. I did not know that when I counseled Pastor Emma and said it's not her, he went and tell her everything. He said, I love you, but prophet say you're not the one. Let's hug her. Let's hug. And they cried. He says, sir, I heard it. Told me everything I told him or in secrecy. Men and young men. You suffer and train them. You will not know what happens to them again. No. The day they fall in love, you just start praying for them. That's why if my pastor said they love somebody, I used to go and pray and look at the person in the spirit. Because I know what can steal these people away. Is love. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank God we stood our ground. Till he made the right choice. We stood our ground. I did not choose. I said, you will not make under my watch. No. Imagine this man grows with me and one time I heard that he's in a wrong marriage. I told you what I saw in the spirit. It was shock. I don't want to say it here. I saw something. When he was telling me, I said, I see this. Go back. It's not true. My eyes were open. So you can't be making a wrong decision. God will not show me that is wrong. I don't know your wives and husband, but there's no way you'll be entering fire. And God will not say, hold that young man. Hold that young woman. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? You want to make a major decision like marriage. You are calling your friend. Two of you don't even know where you are going to. Saying, that boy, I like her. What do you think? That boy, I know like. What did they know? What do they know? Do not tell you, he knows too big. No like him. Your picking, you get. You is he knows you are marrying a human being? Some of you better calm down. Better calm down. Years ago in BSU, when I was graduating, before we pray, a lady was talking with her friends about a guy. They were eating the guy's money, they said. And she said, that boy, the way he did it close, bless say he don't like it. She said, God forbid. Now to chop him money, now Muko come out. She said, I beg you, my sister, chop the money, they help us well. I said, hey, I heard it. Nobody told me. I heard it. I just passed them like, I did not hear. Chop the money. If you see the right one, hold him. And some sisters, they are behaving too spiritual. How will God tell you when your perspective are wrong? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Hold it. And this is not us. When we even counsel you, we are not saying you must marry. You have your choice.
You have your choice. Nobody's under duress to marry because he was counseled. But if I hear God, if Pastor Peter said God told me she's the one, and he comes to me, and I hear that God said he's right, I will never say Pastor Peter is wrong. I will never say it. I will stand with what is right. If he's wrong, he knows me. Is this the first woman you have heard God for? It's not the first woman. This one was my... I've pursued him from my office before. Get out from this place. Are you okay? What are your reasonable thinking? When he came with the right one, I said, hey, now I know you are thinking well. After like 3-4 years. Do you know when this man thought he was going to marry? It's not today. I told him to go and be serious with life. Almost everybody seated here, we have pursued them to go back. Talk less of you. If I have pursued pastor, is it you I will not pursue? There's your young man from the door. What do you want, sir? It's about a lady. Go back. Go back. Some used to follow me to Woven School of Ministry. You know, God help us. Bow your heads and pray. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. Thank you for your word. Let it be a light for our path, a lamp for our feet. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. We honor you. We honor you. We adore you. In Jesus' gracious name.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.